This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress has gone home for spring recess, but across the country, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators hope to keep pressuring lawmakers on immigration. Protesters want undocumented workers legalized, and they oppose a House bill that would make it a felony to be in the U.S. unlawfully. A number of marches were held yesterday, and more than 60 rallies are planned for today. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
As in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, in Dallas Sunday, turnout took even organizers by surprise. Several hundred thousand people marched on City Hall. Many waved American flags. The rally's sponsor, the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, sought to avoid the criticism that came when previous marchers waved Mexican flags. Some Latinos describe this national outpouring as a relief. For years, since the 9/11 attacks, they say, Latinos have felt scapegoated in the new concern over national security. LULAC President Hector Flores took on the issue before the crowd in Dallas.
There were 19 people that attacked our country. None of them had the name of Rodriguez, Martinez, Flores, Gonzalez. But most certainly, many of the dead that are coming back from Iraq do have the names of Gonzalez, Martinez, Flores.
In San Diego, Gabby Romero marched with her husband, Rigoberto, a U.S. citizen and an Iraqi war vet.
He served the country, and I'm a criminal.
Romero's parents brought her here illegally when she was a child. She fears a crackdown could force her back to a country she doesn't know.
So they should really think about what they're doing, because everybody here loves America. We're not here to terrorize it. We love America. We are part of America.
On the other side of the country, at a Miami protest, Orlando Fernandez came out, even though as a Cuban, he has legal status. Fernandez says everyone should be concerned with how illegal workers are treated in this country.
I've seen it. They work for minimum salary, even lower than minimum salary, and their conditions are very harsh, and they don't have any rights, and they are abused. And, I mean, at this point, it would be very unfair that they are kicked out.
The wave of support has been a jolt of energy for the Latino community. Ilana Dubester is organizing a rally today in the small town of Siler City, North Carolina. She says Mexicans and others have moved in there in large numbers in the past 15 years, recruited by poultry plants, textile mills, and furniture manufacturers. They're about a third of the population, but Dubester says they have no role in local government and have never before asserted themselves this way.
It has given confidence. And, you know, folks here, our community here, basically are telling us it's about time you all put something together like this. You know, we've been waiting for it.
Civil rights groups, churches, and unions are all helping sponsor the marches, and they're trying to broaden their base beyond Hispanics to other immigrant groups. In Washington, D.C., organizer Jaime Contreras even wants African Americans to join in, and he's tapped Hollywood for support.
We actually have Danny Glover recording a PSA for us, if you can believe that, who's going to be airing in the English-speaking radio stations and media in the area. And we have been talking to the youth in the schools, both Latino and African-American, to come around this issue and unite around this issue, because obviously we know that there is a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of misperceptions, if you will.
Contreras is thinking big and well beyond the current debate on immigration. He says organizers will meet later this spring to lay out an expanded agenda about wages, poverty, health care, housing. And they plan new tactics. They're calling for a boycott of Miller Lite beer. The company has given money to Wisconsin Representative James Sensenbrenner, the main sponsor of the bill that would criminalize unlawful presence. Spanish-language media is also full of talk about a May Day boycott. Hispanics are to stay home from work and school and not buy U.S.-made products. But in a sign of just how diffuse this new groundswell is, Jaime Contreras says he has no idea who's behind that plan. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.